This is The Guardian.
Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal Land with the full story. Everyone is talking about Farah.
Early voting has begun in the Farah by-election.
The crucial Farah by-election.
Well, I'm here with David Farley, my candidate for the seat of Farah.
I do believe we can make things better if the National Party is elected in Farah.
The Farah by-election is going to be a tough fight.
That's because this weekend, the federal seat in New South Wales could yield an historic result, heralding a shift in the Australian political landscape. Since its creation, the seat has been held by a Liberal or National candidate, the last being former opposition leader Susan Lee, whose resignation triggered this election. But the frontrunners this time are not from any of the major parties. Instead, it's tipped to be a hotly contested battle between an independent and a One Nation candidate, who could be the party's first ever elected to the lower house. Today, political reporter Sarah Basford-Canales on why Farah could signal a demise for the major parties in Australia. It's Wednesday, the 6th of May.